Good morning, we are Maseches Tamayim in Parak Vav. We are up to Mishnah Yud Aleph, the 11th Mishnah, in the 6th Parak of Maseches Tamayim. Just by way of quick introduction to this Mishnah, there's a land called Syria. Syria is not what we know as Syria nowadays. Syria is in the north of Eretz Yisrael. It was not really part of the original Eretz Yisrael, but it was captured by David. In Sefer Shmuel, it's described extensively. Basically, David captured it before he captured Eretz Yisrael. He was not supposed to do that. Ultimately, it does not have all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, but has some of the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. I.e., a person who grows, who buys a field there, does need to give truma, does need to give maaser. However, there is no din of demai in Syria. The reason for that is because we assume that most of the fruits that came from Syria either came from chutz laaretz or are owned by non-Jews. Zalach is a mechar peris b'Syria v'omar. Yishal Eretz Yisrael heim. So, an Am Haaretz is selling fruits in Syria. Now, if he didn't say anything to us, we would just say, you know what? Most of the fruits that came here are either from chutz laaretz or from a non-Jew. I'm not chayv and maaser, and I would not need to take off maaser again. Now the Am Haaretz opens his mouth, and he tells us, my dear friend, I'm selling you these fruits of Mishel Eretz Yisrael. They came from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they're chayv and shumas and maasers. However, he says,
Ralph, why do we believe him? Why do we believe him?
Yeah, we'll see in a second.
Okay. Right.
The general idea is that when somebody says something that he doesn't take seriously, we don't believe him. But this is something which he has no reason to lie about. And why should he tell us this? Now he at least creates a chashash. He at least creates a safek. Demai is all of a safek. Halacha is he said v'amar mishal Eretz Yisrael. He says they came from Eretz Yisrael. Chayev la'aser. Now you need to take off ma'aser. Let's say he says mu'usar and hein. He says he's come from Eretz Yisrael. And Meister was taken off of them. Halach is Neman. He's believed. Now we have the question. Why is he believed? He's never believed about Shumur Meister. Halach answer is, says the Mishnah, Shapesha Aser or Pesha Hitir. He could have kept his mouth shut from beginning to end. He had no reason to tell us anything. He could have just sold us the fruits. We would have taken them home and eaten them. Why bother telling me they come from Eretz Yisrael and then telling me I took off Meister? He has nothing to gain by it. And when he has nothing to gain, we assume he didn't lie. The truth is that the Achrayim spent a lot of time discussing what the logic of Pesha Aser, Pesha Heter. The mouth which created the Isser is the same mouth which creates the Heter. Ultimately, most understand that the logic of Amigu, of since I could have said nothing, the fact that I opened my mouth and said something, just believe me, because if I was interested in lying to you, I could have lied. I could have just said it grew here in Syria. So if you want to accuse me of being a liar, I have much more simple lies I could have told you. Well, I'm not going to tell you it came from Eretz Yisrael, took off Meisr, I'll just tell you it grew here. Similarly, Yishali Hain, if he says it's mine, Chayav Laaser, he has to take off Meisr, because we can't assume it came from a non-Jew anymore, because he said it came from him. Musar Hain, similarly, says it's mine, and I took off Meisr. Neman is believed, Shapesha Aser, Shapesha Hitir. The mouth which made it Aser is the same mouth which makes it Mutter, and just like he has the power to Aser it, to create the Isser, and to be Mechayev us, to take off Meisr, he has the power to take away the Chiyuv of Meisr by telling us Meisr is taken off. If we know he has a field in Syria, now we don't need him to open his mouth. It's not because of him that we're assuming that this grew here, because we know it grows here. In such a case, he's not Naaman. He does not have Naaman us to say that that the Meisr was taken off, because why should we believe him any more than any other Am Haaretz? Just one more mission. Yud Beis will finish the parak. Am Haaretz Shamar Lachaver Kachli Agudas Yarek Kachli Gluskin Achas Lekeach Stamu Pater. Am Haaretz tells a chaver, somebody who is Naaman on Truma Meiser, tells him, I know you're going to the supermarket. Do me a favor, buy me a bunch of vegetables, or buy me a loaf of bread. The halacha is, if he just buys one loaf of bread for himself and another loaf of bread for the Am Haaretz and does not specify which one is for who, he can indeed give the loaf of bread or the vegetables to the Am Haaretz, despite the fact that Truma Meiser was not taken off, because he's not selling it to the Am Haaretz. It's not that it's his and he's passing on a sale, he's simply acting as a delivery person. However, the Im Amar Shalizu, the Zusha Chaveri, he specifies, this one's mine, this one's my friend. In such a case, Vinis Arvu, now they got mixed up, now I don't know which one's his, which one is mine. So I can't give him the one which was mine, because I'm ultimately selling him something which was mine. I'm not allowed to sell something to an Am Haaretz who won't take off Meisr. such a case, chayav la'aser, he needs to take off ma'aser before he gives it to the Amoretz. But filu hein mea, even if it's mixed up in mea, nevertheless, halacha is, you still cannot give it to him before he takes off ma'aser, because a person cannot sell to an Amoretz davarsh in masukin, something that does not have proper ma'aser taken off. We will stop here. Have a wonderful day.
Go ahead.